Dr. Saber, Italian office note on patient Veronica Pedraza, PEDRAZH, Veronica, VERONICA. Date of birth is 6/28/1975. Date of service is 5/6/2026. Profile of the patient is 50-year-old Hispanic lady presenting to my office today, referred by Dr. Ahmed, AHMED. For evaluation of elevated serum creatinine, 3 paragraph past medical history, with history of kidney stones times 2, 1 in 2017, 1 in 2026. At both instances, she required instrumentation, cystoscopy, and ureteral stenting. Most recently, in March 2026, where she had a 5 millimeter right ureteral stone lodging and causing hydronephrosis and pain. Eventually, she got it removed by Dr. Mehta and the HTA after cystoscopy, stone extraction, and right ureteral stent placement, and then removal. Most recent lab work showed that she had elevated serum creatinine, and that's why she's in my office for further evaluation. She tells me that good stones were caused by calcium oxalate last time period. Next diagnosis is a history of obesity, next pre-diabetes, next asthma, next COVID-19 times 3 times per paragraph. Past surgical history includes stone extraction, stent placement, cholecystectomy, hysterectomy, allergies, non-drug allergies, social history, patient is single, has 4 boys, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. She works in IT at Virginia Park ISD. Period. Family history, father, had metabolic acidosis, diabetes mellitus type 2. Mother was on dialysis and had diabetes mellitus type 2. Both sisters were on dialysis and were diabetic as well. Review systems reveals no headache. She does have snoring positive, and she does have increased daytime sleepiness. No chest pain or shortness of breath. She does have heartburn when taking steroids. There's not any nausea or vomiting. She does have no chronic abdominal pain. She does have constipation positive, nocturnal, 2 to 3 times at night. Didn't have any straining. She has complete bladder emptying and no leg swelling. All other systems are reviewed and are in negative. Immunization, she received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Current medications, none. Cuperga. On physical exam, her vital signs, as mentioned above, the GNT, pupils around the active light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, nanitary sclera, subconcentrinopathy. No carotid B bilaterally, no jugloben suspension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal edema, no tip, paragraph neck, it's supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds of regulate and rhythm. Normal S1S2, no murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs, dactyl auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no berry, the band or rigidity extremities, there's no edema of the extremities, skin, no skin rash, but the neuro exam is not okay. Investigations available to me include the following. From 4/8/2026. BUN17 creatinine 1.16 estimated GFR is 57 mL per minute, down from 89 in March 18, 2026. Hemoglobin 13.1, TSH 0.86, urine analysis no proteinuria pure parent. Assessment and plan. 1. AKI, possible chronic kidney disease. We are going to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies, serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria. Period. Avoid nephrotoxic agents. Period. Paragraph. Kidney stones with history of bilateral hydronephrosis. We're going to recheck a renal ultrasound to rule out any possible residual obstruction. Paragraph, we are going to do a little link study to assess her metabolic risk for kidney stone formation. Next, morbid obesity patient was advised to follow keto low-carb diet with intermittent fasting, to try to lose weight with some exercise and lifestyle changes, and avoid any seed and vegetable oils. Paragraph. Pre-diabetes, this is a modifiable risk factor. And she's going to focus on healthy lifestyles and weight loss. Next, history of asthma on and off, stable at the current time period. I thank you, Dr. Ahmed, AHMED, for allowing me to see your patient consultation. I'll see you back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the work. I will keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks, CC Dr. Mohammed Ahmed. And the report. Thanks.